Welcome to The Making of You. This is episode 50, Five Ways Your Date of Birth Empowers You. I'm Alexandria, founder of themasteryproject.com and yourtransformationhub.com. And these podcasts are dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, tools for purpose and personal empowerment, and having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Alrighty, let's jump in, let's get into it. Number one, well, if you can imagine yourself connected to everything, all right, infinite abundance, prosperity, love, joy, all of it, the whole big, big unity and infinity. Okay, and you decide, hey, I would like to know what it is to have a physical body, all right? So what you do is you kind of suit up, start sketching, and then you select a day, month, year to appear within this particular dimension and expression of yourself. So your date of birth, I believe, is chosen. A lot of people will argue that isn't the case, but I am free will, choice orientated in all of my work. And so I believe we kind of have a sketch about what we want to experience in this world, and so we are, from number one, choosing to align with that. It's a little bit like what Tesla said. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So your date of birth has a specific frequency and a vibration, and you are that infinite energy, but you're choosing at the moment you enter this world, when you're born, to express your frequency and vibration in a certain way, and that way is linked to your date of birth. Okay, so that's number one. Now, number two, if you are going to create that wonderful alignment, irrespective of the dimension of yourself, so whether you're physical, whether you're non-physical, whether you're high frequency, whether you're low frequency, and to be honest, we are all a combination, in my opinion, when we're in form, we're all a combination of ego influences, we're a combination of heart-centric dreams, wishes, and we're all on this amazing journey currently of transforming and evolving our consciousness, and of course, looking for that authentic self, the core essential aspects. Well, your date of birth really does help you with that. And my point number two is that we are needing to get in alignment with the energy, full stop. So I'm going to move to frequency and vibration shortly. But in our general energy, the best way to align with the secrets of our date of birth and that sense and energies of our date of birth is to build a heart-mind alignment. Now, if you've listened to any of my other podcast episodes, you'll know I'm kind of big on this concept. If anything, it's one of the top, if not the top aspects I'd like everyone to take away when they listen. And what it's simply saying is that the infinite energy, when you parachuted in, all right, to this reality, your connectedness, your portal to remember your infinite states of being is in your heart center. So you never want to lose connection with that. And in truth, I don't believe anyone does, but we can choose to live a lot more in our heads than in our hearts. Now, because we're in the physical world, of course, we need to administrate our daily life. We need to understand the different parameters of this incredible experience that affords us form. And when we slow energy down, we get form. And so as a result, we're going to be looking at organizing our energy in this world, grounding it, being practical, getting to work on time, creating our career vision, having a beautiful family, whatever our dreams are, we've got that practical element as well, the 3D stroke 4D consciousness we need to make that. So with your heart-mind alignment, it's not ignoring the fact that you don't need to administrate in a practical and physical way, but it's combining with that. But it's never forgetting that if you're going to harness your resonance and frequency from the wisdoms of your date of birth, you need to have a fundamental foundation of balance within yourself. And that is achieved by always starting your creative process and the choices and how you apply your will from the heart center outward. And then you know, combining, if you imagine your heart as a disc, then you have all of the energy flowing through that. And then you've got another disc, which is your mind. So then your mind kind of overlaps with your heart, the two discs sort of overlapping together, hopefully harmoniously. And then it's a combined effort, because to accrue the wisdom of being here, then of course we do need to know about the physical form, the successes, the results, the product in the physical experience of what we are journeying through. And that's the whole point we've come here. But we also need the energy to do it. So the heart is always going to be that infinite portal of connectedness. So if you want to use the wisdoms of your date of birth, then please start out with aligning with those wisdoms in your heart and mind together, not the heart only and not the mind only. All right, so going on that full journey from the dream to grounding and experiencing the reality. Okay, so number three. Well, the first quite important number, all right, in your date of birth is your day number. And that in a lot of ways is about frequency. It's about your intimate relationship with your heart and how that is anchored within you. Whether you know about it, whether you're unconscious or conscious, doesn't matter. It's still there. Now, you chose that for a reason, because you wanted to experience the journey that comes from mastering that particular frequency. So let's say you're born on the 11th, all right? Then this is a number that is the energy and holds the qualities of spiritual mastery, of individual harmony and balance, of being able to impart conscious wisdoms to people, having alternative perspectives, perhaps being very creative or simply incredibly innovative with a very expanding and innovative perspective. So you can imagine that particular relationship with yourself is incredibly exciting and affords you potentially a lot of beautiful experiences and a lot of transformation and evolution in this world. But if you don't know about it, then it'll be there and you might be doing those qualities or being those qualities, but you're probably not fully harnessing or aligning the potentiality of that day number frequency, because you simply don't know what your numbers really mean. So nothing is set in stone. People will say, oh, we've always got to be like that. No, it's about being in harmony with those qualities. So it's about saying, hey, I got gifted the opportunity to be perhaps a little bit outside the box, definitely having a bigger vision, innovating. So I'm not going to beat myself up, feel guilty, or go through any other external sort of loops doing myself down just because I see things differently. So if you know that already about yourself, then you can understand that one of your perhaps learning curves this lifetime and one of your beautiful highways of personal transformation is connected with being able to honor your inner authority and honor your capacity to be innovative and to be weird, wonderful, unusual, big picture thinking. So your day number is transferring a lot of the essential qualities of yourself to yourself, first and foremost. So if you can listen to yourself, you'll also have the elements of connection with yourself, with affording greater self-awareness, greater abilities to start believing in yourself, building what you are essentially you've left, shall we say, as a treasure trove of capabilities that are natural and very aligned. So the day of birth gives you those qualities. So let's use another number. Let's say the number four. Now, the number four, if you're born on the fourth, then it can be, of course, that you're innovative. But what you do love is you love to see how things can get into form, how you can create results, how you can bring forth practical alignments in this world and benefit from them, fulfill them. So for people, the relationship with themselves is really feeling a tangible and practical overview of anything they experience. So it can be like diving into the practical, like getting their hands dirty, wanting to be hands-on in a situation. It can also be that someone is very much excited about how it's going to look in the practical, so they're not actually that big on the intellectual or on the intuitive development or that type of the process. They feel that they're stronger and more willing, if you will, to pop it into the form and enjoying that. So when you get to know your day number, you're getting to understand the qualities of how you relate to your heart, how you want to create your vision, and how you create best, and how you can master your energy by understanding that particular frequency. Okay, number four. Well, the birth path number is the next number, which is the most common. What does that mean in your energy? Well, it's kind of like the vibration. It is obviously inextricably linked with your day number, and it's sort of in the best way you can have a partnership between your day number and your overall birth path number. So what I say to people with the birth path is it's a bit like an energy beacon. All right, you're magnetizing to yourself these qualities from the outside world, so people could be drawn. So let's say if your number's seven, like for example the new pope Leo the 14th, his birth path number is seven. So yes, is he attracting all around him a spiritual and intuitive life? Yeah, I think so. All right, so what that birth path is doing is it's, as I said, aligning with the outside vibrations, and it's magnetizing to you aspects of that. So if you're in alignment with that, then you can marry a lot of support outside of yourself with your internal life overview, because that's what the life path number is. It's how you're going to tread each step through your life and the qualities that you're going to incorporate doing that. But it also adds that extra dimension. As your vision unfolds, then the unfolding path is also magnetizing support, help, understanding, resonance, and alignment with the outside world. So if we look at Pope Leo the 14th, again, he is the seven. The seven is much dedicated to the purpose of life, much dedicated to the spiritual paradigm in our world, and what is our connectedness to whatever God we call or consider to be the infinite energy. And also, sevens are incredibly specialist. They're often very focused and very devoted in their work, and sometimes to the point where they're quite secretive or they're quite private people. So again, if you are a seven, you might sit there and go, yeah, I'm not really, you know, talking 100 miles an hour. What I talk about has a lot of purpose, and I make my point, and I can be quite erudite or quite succinct. But the seven is also understanding that perhaps people sometimes in their healing way misunderstand, because the seven doesn't really want to talk 10 to the dozen and be very chatty, and the seven is much more succinct and may appear to be unfriendly or may appear to be disdainful because they're not big chatty people. So your birth path will help you navigate through life, because it's aligning your energy with what's happening outside. It's helping you radiate your energy successfully, and it's also helping you understand how other people see you and relate to your energy. Okay, number five. Well, number five is the simple point that your date of birth is a combination, all right, of the two principal aspects of frequency and vibration, one being your day and one being your overall path. Are you stuck to having to have an unfolding fate that cannot be changed because of your number? I personally don't believe that one moment. What I believe is this is about the wisdoms that you've brought in, the tools of what the energy, the resonance and frequency of your numbers are conveying. So it's like saying number five has a big tool shed, and in that tool shed are, for example, the tools of communication, humour, upliftment, the requirement to perform or to be with groups of people. And then you could have the toolbox of number one. And number one has a lot to teach others about self-belief and about resilience and about leadership and about focus and persistence. So when we get these toolboxes, then of course we can approach our life with so much more conscious and self-aware, self-loving and harmonizing choices, not to please other people, but to be in balance with our creative path forward. Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the empowerment of your date of birth. And if you like this content, then please don't hesitate to pass by on Your Transformation Hub and to look at the other episodes. There's loads of podcasts now. And as you heard, this is episode 50. And there's a lot out there on the standard platforms, or you can come to the website, yourtransformationhub.com. Thank you very much for listening.